I have securely gotten Raven's phone, and now it's time for this.
It's random.
What do you think you're doing?
It's intrusive.
We wanted to force Apple to break through the security wall of an iPhone.
It's time for Raid Raven's phone.
It's Anna and Raven. We convinced, well, I convinced our bosses a long time ago that we should do this where I am allowed to take Raven's phone and read his text messages out loud and I get to act them out.
I mean, it feels as invasive as it is if you're actually living through something like that. Because taking it out of context, anybody's text messages could be, I don't know, offensive, misconstrued.
Okay.
All those different things.
Okay, sure.
Ridiculed.
Listen, let me get to it. Who's Bill H?
Bill H is a good friend of mine.
Okay.
He's crazy. He's smart. He's intelligent. He also likes to mix things up and get himself involved in a bunch of different stuff.
All right. Bill
He's a doer.
He texted Raven, and it was a Facebook market post. It's like a link to it.
Yeah.
Of a beer refrigerator. And he wrote, "Hey, dude, I think I recall you having HVAC experience. Any idea how expensive of a repair this is?"
Why did you make him sound like a 17-year-old girl, like a high-pitched type thing?
That's what I think that Bill sounds like. This is my interpretation of your text message.
All right, go ahead. Continue.
And then Raven responds,
"What's up, buddy? Pretty sure you can salvage a compressor out of any old fridge and switch it in so it'll be cheap. But you gotta cut the pipes and that'll let the Freon out, which you used to need a license to purchase. So, ...
Are you pausing for breath or because you're about to choke making that voice?
Just as, whenever boys start talking about Freon, I immediately get bored.
That's it? You immediately fall asleep? Right.
And then Bill writes, he writes back, "Interesting. Worth telling him I'll take it or just leave it?" And then Raven responds,
"That's all about you wanting a project. LOL, LOL, LOL." Oh, gosh, I hate when people use LOL so many times.
That sounds fake. I would never LOL three times.
Oh, there's a lot of LOLs here. "It would be Frankenstein. It requires some adjustment, but it could be up and running if we get the Freon. You must do deep soul searching and consider meditation."
And then you used a gif of a samurai?
Right.
Why?
He's meditating. He's just thinking hard about whether or not he wants to take on this journey.
Okay.
Whether or not he does.
And Bill, here's another guy. Right? Bill writes, "LOL. Working one seems to be between $5 and $800.
I think it's $500.
Well, he wrote $800. That's what it says here.
No, $500 to $800.
Oh, $500 to $800?
Right. $5 to $800 seems like a lot of range.
Well, I don't know. Raven writes back,
"Oh, well, yeah, then screw it. I've got a torch and tube cutters. We'll set it on fire if we can't get it working."
All true statements.
Okay.
Every single part of that statement is true.
And clearly you've gotten Bill all excited because
right.
He says,
"Okay."
No, that's you. Bill says, "Okay, borrowing a truck from my neighbor now." And then Raven, you respond, because clearly you're on board for this project
right.
of repairing this beer fridge.
I love it. I love it. I want to give him all the information he needs. That's what Bill's like. He likes a list.
All right. And Raven writes back,
"First, figure out if the motor turns on. And then you got to check the relays. And then we can charge it up. I'm betting it gets plenty cold. Clean it up, display it prominently, and then we can enjoy frosty beverages.
What?
And then you can tell the key role of your smart friend played in the conquering of the elements of climate control whenever others witness the cooler's glory."
He dropped the Raven voice for that one, but that was supposed to be me.
Yeah.
But it was me.
I mean, you think that you're going to basically save this guy's life by getting a beer fridge?
Right, and then everybody will know that I'm the reason that it works.
Well, Bill is clearly excited because he texts back,
"Got the truck!"
No, that's you. Bill writes back, "Got the truck. Address near you. I'll pick you up." And then you respond,
"New phone. Who dis?"
That's right.
Are you trying to be funny? You trying to be a funny guy?
You promised
your friend that you were going to help him repair this beer fridge. You told him all these things to do. You made it sound like you guys were on board. You were going to partner for this.
Yep.
And then you ditched him a new phone who dis like you're a 17-year-old girl.
Never did I ever say that I was going to help him lift it. I didn't say that. Get it to your house and then I'll fix it.
Oh, you are the worst friend. You are the worst friend.
Well, when you go on my phone, these are the type of things that you might come across.
LOL, LOL, LOL,
never.
LOL.
I think that you're making that part up. That
doesn't
make sense.
Look at all these LOLs. Look at all these LOLs.